It happened nearly 70 of your years ago, but the people who visit me remain speechless. That day, my home, Hiroshima, was devastated in seconds. I'm one of the six Ginkgo tree brothers who survived at the heart of the explosion. It all started with that plane flying solo. I can still feel its shadow passing over my leaves. What it brought with it was something I could never have imagined. There was utter silence for a moment before the blast hit me. Then, the most deafening wind. My branches were stripped of burrs and leaves in a flash. What made me regain strength were the children under the rubble singing their school anthem. They sang and sang in the hope that someone would help them. I wanted to detach myself from the ground and with my branches remove the debris to save them. But instead, I could only listen as one by one, their voices died.